This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukrainians to expect another brutal week of cold and darkness ahead, predicting more Russian attacks on infrastructure, which would not stop until Moscow runs out of missiles. In his nightly video address to the nation late Sunday, Zelensky said he expected new attacks this week that could be as bad as last week's, the worst yet, which left millions of people with no heat, water, or power. A Ukraine military spokesman said a Russian warship capable of firing cruise missiles had recently deployed to the Black Sea with caliber-type missiles on board. Ukraine government spokeswoman Natalia Guminiak said the deployment of the ship would indicate preparations were underway for such an attack, likely earlier this week. Russia has been launching massive missile bombardments on Ukraine's energy infrastructure roughly weekly since October, with each attack having greater impact as the last on the damage accumulates on the infrastructure, the energy infrastructure in the country. A month after Russia said it had ended a recruitment drive for its war in Ukraine, men who had fled to neighboring Georgia to avoid the draft said they are in no rush to return home. Russia announced the call-up September 21st after suffering setbacks on the battlefield, a move that prompted hundreds of thousands of draft-age men to head for nearby countries such as Armenia, Kazakhstan, and Georgia to avoid the draft. The Georgia government said more than 110,000 Russians have fled to Georgia, an influx that has fueled both an economic boon and resentment in a country where anti-Russian feelings are common. Georgia member of the parliament, Salome Samardashvili, told the Reuters news agency there needs to be some controls on the border with Russia.
We need better regulated environment and framework for the security reasons, for the economic reasons, and for many issues. Also for the interests of the Russian citizens who come here, because greater is the perception in the society that...
This is VOA News. Somali media report the country's federal security minister and a deputy defense minister were wounded in an ongoing siege by militants at a hotel near the presidential palace in Mogadishu. That VOA has been told at least seven people are dead. Ahmed Mohammed reports for VOA.
The hotel is next to Villa Somalia, the office of the country's president and prime minister. Villa Rose, which is frequented by government officials, is heavily guarded and passes are required for those seeking entrance. At least 100 people were killed in twin bombings in Mogadishu late October. Al-Shabaab claimed the responsibility for the attacks. The Villa Rose hotel attack comes as the federal government announced that Somalia's military has killed hundreds of Al-Shabaab militants since the start of an operation against the terrorist group in July. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News.
Britain's Prince William and the Princess of Wales are heading to the U.S. to focus attention on their Earthshot Prize for environmental innovators. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Their first visit to the U.S. in 8 years, the royal couple will most likely get caught up in tensions with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, who have criticized Britain's royal family in the American media. William and his wife Catherine will travel to Boston for 3 days of public engagements before announcing the prize winners. As much as the royals will try to focus on the prize, they're likely to be asked questions about Harry and Meghan, who appeared on Oprah, accusing the royal family of racism, among other things. Analysts believe their trip is a good opportunity to redress the balance. Karen Chamas, London.
Final preparations are being made to send a new three-person crew to China's space station as it nears completion amid intensifying space competition with the United States. The China Manned Space Agency says the Shenzhou 15 mission will be launched late Tuesday. Officials said the six-month mission will be the last in the construction phase of China's space station. The station's third and final module docked with the station earlier this month, one of the last steps in a more than decade-long effort to maintain a constant crewed presence in orbit. In 2003, China became the third country after the U.S. and Russia to put a human into space using its own resources. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the world's largest active volcano, Hawaii's Mauna Loa, has started to erupt, prompting volcanic ash and debris to fall nearby. The USGS says the eruption began late Sunday in the summit caldera of the volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii. Early Monday, it said lava flows were contained within the summit area and weren't threatening nearby communities. The agency warned residents, however, at risk from Mauna Loa lava flows should review their eruption preparations. Scientists have been on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the summit of the volcano. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is...